producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome to my weekend. Hope yours is going well. You had a nice Halloween weekend. If you're down in the South, it's pouring down rain. Pleasant throughout most of the rest of the country. So I'm going to sit in and curl up with a good book later on today after the show because it's just pouring in torrents down here. Hope your weekend went nice. I had a busy but really enjoyable weekend. Can I brag and tell you, not brag, but can I tell you about it a little bit? It was Halloween weekend and had a soccer game of a grandniece I went to early Saturday morning. Thoroughly enjoyed seeing those little gals out there playing soccer. Then I went to a cross-country meet for another niece and see the kids out there just exercising so well. Pretty day to do that. We had a nationwide book fair down here in my home city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Authors from all over America. We had authors from Alaska. We had authors from California. We had authors from New Jersey. You name it, they were here. As this has become one of the biggest book fairs in America. And they were in to talk about their books, had a huge book exhibit. Rained throughout the whole day. It was terrible because it kept the crowds down. But I enjoyed networking with some of the really fine authors. Cokie Roberts, you remember her from ABC News, who was on television for so many years, still on TV. I happen to know Cokie Roberts because her mother was the ambassador to the Vatican, was a congresswoman for a number of years representing New Orleans. And so I knew her over the years during the time I was in politics. And Cokie's written a number of books. She's a nationally syndicated columnist. You read her in papers all over the country. Her new book is about the women in Washington of the Civil War, women who were living in Washington, married to everyone from the president to generals to other officials, and what they went through during the Civil War. Packed House came to hear her talk about that very thing. Rick Bragg was down, too. Rick Bragg, for years, wrote for the New York Times. He's written a number of bestsellers. Wrote about his mother, writes about the South a good bit. His latest book that's been a huge hit is about an old buddy of mine, Jerry Lee Lewis. Remember Jerry Lee Lewis? Whole lot of shaking going on, great balls of fire. Brother Jerry Lee is probably 78 years old. You won't believe this. For all you rock and roll fans, Jerry Lee was the first legal client that I can remember when I opened up my little law office up in Faraday, Louisiana. That's just a little above Natchez, Mississippi, right on the Mississippi River. I opened up an office, didn't know a soul in Faraday, married a girl from up that neck of the woods, opened up an office all by myself, hung out my shingle, just waited for all the clients to rush in and make me rich. And, of course, not much happened for the first few months. And one day, Jerry Lee Lewis walked in, had a family problem involving one of his nephews, I think, getting in trouble. And from that point on, he would call me regularly for little fights and family problems that he would have. Never paid me any, never got a legal fee out of Lewis. But I did get tickets to any concert I ever wanted to go to, and I went to a number of concerts there with him. I always got to sit in the front row. In any event, Rick Bragg wrote a great new book about Jerry Lee Lewis, what a character he is. Jerry Lee's approaching 80, and Rick and I talked a lot about that. Anyway, Ellen Gilchrist, one of the fine Southern writers out of Atlanta, was there, and just I can go on and on and on with you about outstanding writers of the book fair. That was a huge highlight also. Then Halloween night, I don't know what you do for Halloween. We had to move it up down here in this part of the country because of the torrential rains. It is pouring out down rain today. It rained all day yesterday. And so to protect the kids, what the officials did was move it from Saturday, the normal holiday date of the 31st, to Friday night. And we didn't have as many kids this year. I enjoy Halloween. Got all kinds of decorations. I've got spiders and skeletons and witches, and I hang them from the trees outside my house, and I hang them from the doorway, and they blink and they light. That's my kind of year. I love Halloween. And then I would light it up with candles, and the kids would knock on the door, and I had bags and bags of candy. Went to a large, I hate these box stores. I'm not even going to tell you the name of the box store I went to, but I got big bags of candy. I bought about three times more than I needed, and then, of course, you know, the Snickers bars and the M&M's, they look so tasty to me. I fought myself as best I could, ended up eating one Snickers bar. That was the best, the rest I put away. And I've got candy galore through the holidays for the kids for Christmas, and I put it to good use. I've got nieces and nephews, and I've got five grandchildren. I try to write them all fairly regularly, at least once or twice a month, and I always put a little candy in there, so and you shouldn't do so. Bad for their teeth, bad for everything. But, hey, they're kids, aren't they? And so I put a little pack of M&Ms. I put a sucker, something like that, in those envelopes. So I'll have plenty of candy to pass on for the coming year. Halloween was a real treat. Not much rain. Kids had a great time. I had a great time. And now I've got to go take down all the decorations after the show today and wrap them up for the next year. So hope your weekend went as well in terms of what you did. I might share one story with you if I can. And this is a very moving story. This is not a religious show, even though we're on the weekends, heard on many stations on Sunday, many on Sunday morning. We don't talk about religion. I'm more general news show. But every now and then, as you know, I talk about historic religion and put it in perspective and share my own personal experiences with you. And I had a very moving incident that took place for me that I want to share with you over the weekend. You know, we're moving into All Saints Day, where we honor all of the saints in the Catholic Church. Episcopals, I think, honor All Saints Day, too. But it is all the saints with primarily in the Catholic Church. And this year, starting in December, if you know anything about the Catholic Church, they have a year of mercy where they talk about special events in the life of prominent Catholics and urging us to forgive. It's a definition of forgiving. That's a good bit of the message. That starts in December. Well, as part of that movement, the Pope is touring throughout the United States the young remains of Saint Maria Goretti. Now, she's unique. She's the youngest canonized saint in the Catholic Church, the very youngest, 12 years old. No, 11 years old, 11 years old. And you wonder, why would the church canonize, make a saint out of an 11-year-old? And it ties in with the whole period of mercy coming up for the years. And again, I'm not Catholic, by the way. If you hear my show a lot, I talk a lot about it. One of the things that has touched me so much is that on weekends, we often broadcast from down in New Orleans, right on Jackson Square. I look out in my balcony, look directly at St. Louis Cathedral. I think St. Louis Cathedral is the prettiest cathedral in America. I know the history of it. I know the Archbishop. Again, I'm not Catholic, but it is such a moving place, and I do the show, such a treat. I do the show. They have mass throughout the day. I do the show, then the bells ring right when my show is over down there and saying it's time for mass. So generally, I'll grab a sport coat and walk over to St. Louis Cathedral and take in mass. Again, I'm not Catholic, but I really enjoy knowing a number of Catholic priests. I'm working through the ritual. One of my problems with the Catholic Church is that is indicative of many people this time, is the ritual and the structure. Now, you can't direct that just at the Catholics. Catholics, of course, say they are the only true Christian church because they are the continuing Christian church. The other churches spun off of the Catholic Church. The Lutherans and the Presbyterians and the Methodists all broke away from the Catholic Church for a variety of reasons they felt was legitimate and are carrying on in their ministry. But most of religion today is very structural. You are taught from the top down, and therefore your individual response, your individual meaning, doesn't come across quite as well. You can't, assert yourself individually. You pretty much are guided by the minister, by the priest, whoever it may be. And I want to bring my story around to this wonderful saint, just a marvelous young lady. We've got to take a pause right now. Jim Brown, the Common Sense Show. Boy, we've got a full show today. We're going to talk about red meat. Should you eat it anymore? We're going to talk some politics. We're going to talk about guns in restaurants. So we've got a lively show. You can check it out on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, freshen up your coffee. We'll come right back and make some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
If you're a contractor working at homes built before 1978, you could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500 per day per violation. If you're a landlord or property manager with rental properties, properties built before 1978, you too could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500. We're Kachina. Kachina Lead Paint Solutions. Helping contractors and landlords comply with the new lead paint laws. Avoid the penalties. If you work on pre-78 houses, you must certify your firm. You must be a certified renovator to test for lead paint. If positive, you must use lead safe work practices. You must keep a tight paper trail in case of an audit. This law is enforced by the EPA or your state. If you remodel or rent properties built before 78, call Kachina for free information and a free phone audit. Call 888-800-5224. 888-800-5224. KachinaLeadPaintSolutions.com. The call is free. The audit is free. 888-800-5224. Kachina Lead Paint Solutions.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Before the break, I was sharing some stories with you. All Saints Day is here, and we were kicking off, if you happen to be Catholic, the Year of Mercy coming up, which talks about forgiveness. You know, a lot of us in our lives, and I'm certainly no exception, have had run-ins to where it's very hard to forgive. it is extremely hard for me to forgive some events. I was in public life down in the state of Louisiana, which is really a cutthroat way to get to deal with your profession. It is a knockdown, drag-out political affair. There is corruption. There are people that are very unscrupulous. And I build up some enemies that I've held some grudges with for a very, very long period of time. You know, you take the attitude, like, maybe I don't get mad, but I'm going to try to get even in my mind. It's not the best thing to do, but you sense that what goes around comes around. Their day will come. What's the old Chinese saying? If you sit by the river long enough, your enemies will come floating by. And so I've gone on. I think I'm a pretty decent guy. I try to be a good family man, but I do hold some grudges. Most of us, I don't say most of us, but a lot of us do along those lines. Why I bring this up is there is a huge worldwide event taking place here in my home of Louisiana. There is the presentation or the viewing of Saint Maria Goretti. She's very unique in the fact that she is the youngest canonized saint in the Catholic Church. Died very tragically back in 1902 at 11 years of age. And her body, her remains cast in a statue with rosary beads and a variety of other special items to her for her religious faith, are traveling throughout America. I think it was up in Illinois. You folks that are listening up in Elgin, Illinois, 1410 AM, WRNN up there, had the body of this young saint there with you here a few weeks ago. And it is quite an amazing feat. The Pope has designated where the young saint goes. And the story is quite compelling. You say, why on earth would the church canonize an 11-year-old? What could she have done that was so miraculous? Well, it all ties into forgiveness. And let me just tell you the story. As I say, she died very tragically in July of 1902. She was only 11 years old. Maria was born into poverty. Her father died when she was 9, and it fell on her to raise her 5 siblings, younger siblings, while her mother worked in the fields. Then in addition to caring on for her family, Maria had the responsibility of cooking and cleaning for the next door neighbor, a fellow named Giovanni Sonnarelli. And his son, Alessandro, helped there, lived in there, and he was also doing farm tasks. Well, the son, Alessandro, 21 years old, kept making advances to young Maria. And finally, one day, he forced himself upon her in an attempt to rape her at the age of 11 years old. She prevented him from violating her, but Alessandro brutally stabbed her numerous times. She was taken to the hospital, and she died the next day, apparently had some horrendous infection brought on by her lacerations by the knife wounds. But her last words of this 11-year-old was, I forgive Alessandro Serenelli. I want him with me in heaven forever. 11 years old. Well, that act of mercy and forgiveness, you know, how much more expression of love can you reflect or share? It filled this fellow, Alessandro, with a deep, just tore him apart. And he was contrite for his crime. Turning point for him because he converted. He was in jail for the rest of his life. He converted and eventually became a Franciscan lay brother in the Catholic Church. And so because of the show of mercy of this beautiful young 11-year-old, she was made a saint some years ago. Youngest Catholic saint canonized at 11. And her remains are part of a statue of her, kind of a coffin statue, if you will. And they travel throughout America. And I went to yesterday, after I was at the Louisiana Book Festival I was telling you about, I went to St. Mary's, Lady of Mercy Catholic Church, that is located here in my home of Baton Rouge. And I often go there. They have an Adoration Chapel that's open 24 hours a day. Beautiful chapel where you can pray if you want to. I just like to go to meditate. Maybe I'll bring something religious to read. If not, they have plenty of selections there. If I don't, I might bring something else to read. It's just my way of getting away, and sometimes I go there as late as 11 or 12 o'clock at night. The church does a marvelous job under Father Cleo Milano, who is the resident priest there. In any event, the remains are laying there in the church, and people have come from all over the South. I was there in line yesterday. I went to the service, a 3 o'clock service. They're having services every other hour now. You can imagine with the saints, the remains of a saint there, the number of people flocking in from all over the South who come a long, long way just to stand in line to see this special statue. And laying in a coffin setting, and her bones, her remains are in this coffin, and she is venerated as the youngest Catholic saint. Well, I went there, and I started reading her story. I had heard of her, but I didn't know all the details about her life. But the more I read about this young lady, the more I put in perspective my own situations. I started off telling you earlier, holding grudges, wanting to get even, not forgiving. And as I said, being in politics, I've had some people that I just, in the past, have had a very hard time forgiving for things they did to me, completely unjustified in my opinion. And we all have stories like that we can tell, whether it's when we're very young or in a job or a family member that treated you unfairly. Each of you can give me stories of had the same thing happening to you. I understand that. I'm not unique at all. But I thought about this last night, and my wife was out in Salt Lake City visiting her sister who'd just been operated on, went out to stay with her sister. And my son often comes up for the weekends, and was a couple of my kids, but they were off trick-or-treating with their particular families. So I had a quiet night at home, and I thought a good bit about this young saint. And I thought about the people that I've really had problems with in my life. And I'm saying, you know, in the scheme of things, is it worth it to hold those grudges? Now, look, let me say this. I think I'm ready to forgive, but I'm not going to forget. I'm going to learn a lesson. It's not going to happen to me the second time. So I don't want to tell you I'm all forgiving. I may not give second chances to some of the folks who've crossed me in the past. But as far as forgiving, if this young saint can forgive the horrendous thing that was done to her, I guess I can probably forgive a few instances that happened in my lifetime. Maybe you can do the same thing. So I share that story with you. You can find out more about this marvelous saint on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Lively show today. We're going to talk coming up now about bipartisan solutions up in Washington, D.C. I'm not sure that's possible or not. We're going to talk about meat. Is it bad for you? How much meat should you eat? New studies come out raising questions. And also going to talk about guns in restaurants. So stay tuned, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, as we approach election season, we're about a year away from the next presidential election. The debates are going on by both Democrats and Republicans. And I think a lot of us, and I'm including me, have lost faith in the overreaching federal government. We don't see government solutions working. We have a vast class distinction. There are just lots of things that we don't think are gelling well. It's the same feeling within the Republican Party as well as the Democratic Party. What do you do about it? And it's often left to the politicians to come up with solutions. Got a guest on right now, Bill Muckler. Bill is a businessman by profession, has a long distinguished service in the Marine Corps, a number of successful businesses, but he's taken the time to try to put into place solutions, what he thinks this country can do. His book is called 2020, A Clear Vision for America. You can find the book on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, Bill, glad to talk to you today. Glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show.
Good morning, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, are you still living in St. Louis? I see in your book that you were born and raised in St. Louis. You still up that way or not?
No, I'm not. I'm in Cocoa, Florida, actually, pretty much across the Indian River from the Space Center. So we get to see the launches, and it's a great place to live.
No, how exciting about that. How exciting about that. Now, Bill, besides your military career, you've been an entrepreneur. You've had this 40 years as a consultant. You've done a number of things. Now, you would think that you're living the good life down in Florida, sunning on the beach a good bit, throwing a fishing line in, but you've taken the time to write a fascinating book. I enjoyed reading it, about a better, clear vision for America. I think most Americans, after watching these first several debates, think that we certainly need a clearer vision based on those running for office. Why did you decide to jump into a project like this?
Well, Jim, I'm a great-grandfather, and I'm really concerned about the country we're going to leave our kids and grandkids with. You know, we're talking $20 trillion of national debt by the time the next president's inaugurated. And I'm a Christian. I don't like the way our country's heading in that direction. I'm a graduate of Mizzou, and I don't see our education system improving. I see it getting worse and worse. We're spending more money, and our test scores are going down and down. And I've been a Marine. I don't like what's happening with the military. I don't think we're keeping a strong, stable military force or armed forces the way we should. And certainly in business, you mentioned overreaching. The government is just overreaching in the business so much that it's just almost impossible for somebody to start a small business, and small businesses are the backbone of this country.
Well, let's talk about a few specifics. Now, you talked about education, the fact that, and I can agree with you, I can show you where our scores in education compared to other industrialized countries in the world have dropped dramatically. We're in the, you know, 34th or 35th in math and science and in so many areas compared to other countries. So, obviously, we have a major educational problem in this country. There's talk about charter schools, and I happen to believe in charter schools. Some people don't think they're the problem in education. But in your book, however, you want to abolish the U.S. Department of Education. Now, give me your reasoning on that. You want to leave it up to the states? Can the states give uniformity to where good engineers are trained in Florida as well as Missouri as well as Louisiana? Or is there a role for the federal government in terms of educating our kids?
The reason I want to abolish the Department of Education is it started in 1979, and I thought we had a pretty good educational system before then. And I think the states are sovereign entities, and they should be able to govern themselves and set the educational standards. The federal government since 1979 has gotten more and more involved in the education of our students, and we've gone from number one in the world to, like you say, we're down in the 20s and 30s in test results in an industrialized nation. So that clearly is not working for us. And that's one of the reasons I wrote the book. I see that if we can get schools to have more involvement by the parents and start competing with each other, then I think students are going to do better, because we see so many abuses in the education system right now, and it's just not working.
Well, like I say, no one is happy with the system, and we've had a big fight down here where I live over charter schools. We've got a governor's race, and several of the candidates said, well, we don't believe in charter schools. It ought to be public education. I've got a daughter who's very involved in the charter school network up in New York, where she says they're a huge success up that way. So you think after 200 years we'd get the system right, but for some reason we're still at odds so much across the educational spectrum. Now, Bill, you mentioned we talk about national debt. We owe so much money. And one of the things you're proposing, we've heard this in Congress a lot, is a balanced budget. And I know that most states have to balance their budgets. They can't go into debt. But the federal government, I think, takes the attitude, particularly when you've got war and you've served so distinguishedly in the military, when you have massive obligations, as we do in Afghanistan and Iraq throughout the Middle East, should the government have flexibility to be able to borrow money in times of crisis?
Oh, yes, I think they should. But I also think that right now what we really need to do is change the entire budgeting system, because this just isn't working. What we're doing right now, and we've just seen it unfold before our eyes right now, is we have continuing resolutions, so we don't really have a budget. We haven't had a budget since 2009, and that's disturbing. And what we're doing is we're going to raise the debt limit by $1.5 trillion. Well, this is just like a family who's in deep financial problems. They're strapped for cash, and their credit cards are maxed out, and they're saying, oh, I've got the solution. We'll just get our credit card companies to increase our debt limit, and that way our problems are solved. Isn't that the same thing we're doing with the national debt?
But if you do, where do you begin cutting? In other words, if you're not going to raise the debt, do we cut back on the military? Do we stay out of the Middle East? Do we cut back on Social Security? You've got to have some ways to make it all work. You're right, that family's got to live within its means. So let's talk a little about government living within its means. And you've got and here's what concerns me, Bill. I think you're on the conservative area of the spectrum philosophically and politically, as are a lot of my listeners. You've got I know we always hear Obama, 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 but the United States Senate and the House of Representatives that can appropriate the money, that can veto what the president does, that can tie his hands up, are both controlled by the Republican Party. So is there a dime's worth of difference between the two? I mean, neither party seems to be serving us very well.
I agree with that. And, yeah, there might be a penny's worth of difference between the two. I think the Democrats are probably a little bit more aggressive, and maybe they're a little meaner and nastier in the way they go about doing things, and the Republicans are just pretty naive and cowardly about everything, and they just never know what to do, and they're afraid, you know, somebody's going to say something bad about them, so they, kind of bend with the wind. So, really, not much difference between them. I think they all get to Washington D.C. and they fall into the trap that they think that their most important job is to get reelected.
No doubt about it. Hey, Bill, I got to take a break right now. I want you to stay with me. We're talking to Bill Muckler, a Florida resident, businessman who's written a great book called A Clear Vision for America 2020. You can find the book on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. We've all got some solutions. How do you get heard? Well, Bill's laid it out in writing. That's how he wants to be heard. We'll come back and quiz him some more about some solutions. Hey, freshen up your coffee. I'm enjoying mine right now, and we'll come back and make some more common sense right after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Presidential election, what, 363 days away, if I've calculated correctly. Going to get a new president. Lots of debate about what this country could do to straighten out so many problems we face today. My guest is Bill Muckler. Bill lives over in Florida. He's a businessman, but he's taken the time to write a very compelling book, most of which I agree, some I'm not sure about. I want to question him about. He's here with me right now. The book's called 2020, A Clear Vision for America. And, Bill, before we took the break, I was asking specific questions. Now you lay out 20 ideas of things we should change. Can we talk about? I'm going to talk about them a few with you right now, if you can. Let's talk. The thing we hear so much in these debates, and 90% of the reason why we do is because of Donald Trump, is immigration. We've got a problem with 20 million illegal immigrants into this country today. Both parties have been impotent in terms of dealing with the problem. Ronald Reagan, who Republicans say is the mantra of people that they look up to, let, I think, 8 million illegals in and forgave them with no border security, no effort to change the border situation. We've seen the same thing under George Bush, now under Barack Obama. What would you do in this country today to deal with immigration? Or is it just Katie bar the door, open up the borders, and let's just let the free market reign, and we'll worry on a case-by-case basis about security? What would you do about our immigration problem in this country, Bill?
Well, Jim, first of all, we're a sovereign nation, and I think we have to think of ourselves that way. So we should have some kind of laws and regulations. I think the southern border and the ports are really our biggest problems right now, and I think we need to lock down the southern border and just shut off all immigrants coming across. We need to do the same thing with the ports. I don't think we hear too much about the ports, but pretty serious situations there, too. And then what we need to do is we need to create a moratorium for the people who are here in the United States at this time. We've got a lot of people going through the 10-step naturalization process, which I think is fantastic. I think it could use a little bit of tweaking here and there, a little bit of upgrading. But we need to then take the people who are in this country that are in an immigrant status and give them the options and get them to come out and say, look, we're going to take care of you. We're going to give you options. You can get into the 10-step naturalization process, but you're going to have to get into a queue. And then either that or if you just want to be here to work, we're going to allow you to work. When you sign up, we're going to let you, have a 3-year work permit that you can work here and stay with your families. Or if you're a student, then you sign up on a year-to-year basis, and we renew your status every year. And if you fall in the fourth category, of which I combine, people who don't want to be here are people who should not be here, who are like felons and so forth. I think that we then give them the opportunity to leave the country and, you know, not to come back again for a period of time, say, let's say 3 years or something like that. But I think that's what we need to do. And then in my book, I lay out a lot of qualifications of people that they should be self-sufficient. They should be reliable. They need to keep us appraised of where they are and where they're working. Not that we're trying to keep track of them or follow them and govern them unjustly, but just to know what the status of the people are who are in this country who are not citizens.
You think there's the political will to do so, the Hispanic community, even those who are legally here or are citizens, often balk at any effort to curtail any rights of those already here to have to be forced to leave the country. And, of course, election year coming up, the Hispanic vote may determine who the next president is. You see the political will out of either party?
No, I don't see the political will, but I do see the will of people. I think the Hispanic people, which is, I guess, what you're mostly alluding to, and that would be the largest majority of the people who are here, I think they would welcome this with open arms, because I think they would see, okay, here's a structure that we can live in and we can work in and we can exist in. And here are our expectations, because I think people want to be self-reliant. I think people want to work. We just have to give them the proper environment to do that. So I think that they would go along with this.
All right, Bill, let me jump around. We got so much to cover. We don't have a lot of time left. You talk about energy, oil, and gas, and you talk about make exploration, drilling, and mining a top priority to reduce foreign independence. You're living over in a state in Florida that has an abundance of oil and gas off its coasts, and yet they have refused to allow any exploration over that way in Florida. So I'm living down in the state of Louisiana. We've got a lot of listeners up in Alaska that said, look, if the country needs energy, we will go ahead and take the environmental damage and take the negatives in behalf of the better good of the country. So does Florida have some shaping up to do?
Absolutely. In fact, the entire country has some shaping up to do. We have to be energy dependent. We should be energy exporters with zero imports coming in now. There could be some exceptions to that on some specific products. But there is no reason to think that we're going to be environmentally irresponsible if we start drilling offshore or in various parts of the country or in Alaska. That's just not the case. I've worked in this industry. I've worked in power plants and oil refineries and coal mines. I've done all of it. And these are responsible people who want to do a good job. And you talk to the people that work in those places and work with them, they're all responsible people. They want to do a good job. What their problem is there's so many government regulations as they're trying to run their businesses by trying to comply with regulations and trying to get around, you know, what can we do and not do. If we eased up all those regulations, I think we'd see companies that really want to do the right thing, and those that don't, well, they're not going to succeed.
Well, and I agree, and I live it, and of course, what you've thrown up to me, I think we ought to have regulation with strict environmental requirements. You know, we had the BP spill over this way and other spills over here that have devastated the coast and devastated a lot of small businesses over here in Louisiana. So there's a balance. You got to put in the right checks and balances and to make that work. But I agree that we need to do a lot more offshore drilling. You know, by the way, the best fishing in America, they tell me, I'm not an offshore fisherman, is offshore the coast of Louisiana. Marvelous catches out there. You go out there right now today, and you'll see boats from Florida, California, all licensed there because they fish better here. And you know where they go fish? They fish around the oil rigs because that's where all the fish gather. So,
I can give you example after example of places I've been, like power plants, who are located on a lot of ground where they have deer and turkey and everything wandering around their grounds. And they actually build fish tanks to regulate their water and so forth. So all these things are happening. The people just don't realize it. What they see is they see a lot of smoke coming off of a water cooler at a power plant, you know, one of these big water cooling systems. And then when I say that's not really smoke, it's condensation because those are self-enclosed systems. People are amazed because they don't hear those things. They don't know those things unless they actually work in those industries. So I'm with you. We can do these things. We just have to be environmentally safe and secure, and we'll be that way. This is a great country with great people. We can do this.
One more question to you, Bill, because we're out of time. You want to abolish the United Nations, and I've been amazed at the lack of involvement by the United Nations, the lack of its effectiveness in the Middle East, for example, and to where they just don't seem like they're even relevant anymore. So would you leave us every country to be a rogue, or what would you replace the United Nations with?
Okay, My idea is to get the UN out of the U.S. and the U.S. out of the UN and start our own association of nations. And I think there's a lot of like-minded nations that have the same ideals that we have that we can align ourselves with. And that would be where I think the United States needs to go. Right now, United Nations.
Hey, Bill, I hate to cut you off, but we are completely out of time. Got to go to the top of the news. The book is 2020, A Clear Vision for America. Bill Muckler, you can find it on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Bill, have a great weekend. Hope we can talk again in the future. Fresh up and call. Hey, get 10 o'clock news. Come back and talk about red meat and carrying your gun in a restaurant. So stay tuned to the Common Sense Show.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
True or false? Some contractors do business illegally without even knowing it.
It's true. I'm Stephen Klein, chairman of NAPAC, the National Association of Professionally Accredited Contractors. We help contractors operate their businesses properly to avoid government or private fines and lawsuits.
So someone may think their contract is legal, but it may not be?
That's right. The laws constantly change and it's hard to keep up with. NAPAC constantly monitors the laws state by state. We have the documents contractors need to operate safe and sound.
Why not just go to a lawyer?
You could, but most don't understand how home improvement really works. At NAPAC, we have the forms, guides, and agreements contractors need, approved by the nation's top remodeling law firm.
And now NAPAC will review any home improvement contract for basic compliance for free?
Absolutely free, but for a limited time only.
Scan both sides of your contract and email it to info@napac.net. info@napac.net. For a free confidential contract review, info@napac.net.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cattle.
cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Way has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Way is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.